Many of us are probably familiar with this scenario. You pop into the supermarket to pick up a few essentials and you're tempted to also buy the snack bars on sale or within easy reach at the checkout. A new research has found that what's on display at the checkouts or at the end of aisles is mostly junk food. And health experts say supermarkets could easily change that to help influence the health of their customers. Sarah Sedgie reports.
It's pretty hard to avoid the displays of chocolates, chips and soft drinks when you duck into the supermarket. Associate Professor Gary Sachs from Deakin University's Global Obesity Centre has been leading a study into how food is placed and promoted.
Unhealthy food was present at 90% of all checkouts. We also found that of all end-of-aisle displays that displayed food and drinks, 80% had at least one type of unhealthy food. Food on special at checkouts was 7.5 times more likely to be unhealthy than healthy.
The research team audited 104 supermarkets across Victoria, including stores from the major chains and independent operators.
What we found is that in more disadvantaged areas, supermarkets allocate relatively more shelf space to junk food. And what this report is saying is that the extent to which junk food is pushed at us shouldn't depend on the suburb in which we live.
The report says supermarkets can help customers improve their diets by allocating less shelf space and offering fewer discounts on unhealthy items. The chief executive of Vic Health, Dr. Sandro De Mayo, agrees.
This is a real chance for Australian supermarkets to step up and do the right thing and put people before profits. Affording and having access to good, healthy food is a major challenge for most Australian families, even at the best of times, let alone during a pandemic when there are major health and economic consequences. Poor diet is a leading risk factor for disease and early death.
And with obesity on the rise in Australia, Jane Martin, Executive Manager of the Obesity Policy Coalition, says our environment can make it hard to stick to good intentions.
I think people do want to be healthy, but at the moment our environments, including supermarkets, don't support that. And it's much easier to get a discounted packet of chips and a sugary drink than it is to find an apple and stick to your good intentions in that environment.
Woolworths has told the ABC it's making healthier food choices easier and more affordable for customers and has invested millions in promoting Australian fruit and veggie growers, but also concedes there's more to do. Coles says it's expanded its range of healthy and fresh food and is displaying them in prominent areas of its stores. It also says it's reducing sugar and salt in its own brand products. And Aldi, which the study found was less likely to promote unhealthy foods at the end of aisles or at checkouts, says it takes the health of customers seriously and is working constantly to reduce sugars, sodium and saturated fats from products.
Sarah Sedgie reporting there.